with Swift Current Rockwood forward Scott Fazer. Scott scored the winner in the last minute there against Medicine Hat the other day. First of all, just tell me about the goal.
It was just a rebound in front. It was late in the third period, and we had been saying the whole third period that it was going to be a greasy one to get the win on the road, and we got a good point shot, and yeah, I was just sitting there.
What was your mentality? You'd been asked to anchor your own line, of course, for the most part, with that third line, and then got shuffled up in the last couple of minutes, I guess, with a close game, trying to make sure you guys had all hands on deck. What was your response to that and approach to that?
I think that's kind of, I know throughout my career, that's kind of what's made me somewhat of who I am as a player, is just being able to go up and down the lineup and fill spots and fill roles, whether it's at center or on the wing. And so yeah, if I got to play center for most of the game and then late in the game move up and play some shifts on the wing, then I can do that.
What do you think that your line right now is bringing to the table for the group? It sure seems like, you know, overall there's a lot more depth to the lineup. What is the approach for you and Calvin and Miller right now, and what do you think you guys are bringing to the table?
Yeah, I think that's just some of the benefits we're seeing from having everybody back and having everybody healthy is we can kind of have everybody in the spots where they should be, and it just gives us a bit more room to kind of play everybody in all the situations that they should be. Not the same guys are always penalty killing and power plays. Everybody can kind of play their role, so I think everybody's a bit more fresh down in the third, and we're kind of seeing it because we're those late games that we were losing by one goal, now we're turning around and winning them, whether it's an OT or late in the third. So it's good to see.
In particular, what do you think your line's bringing to the table lately? It seems like, you know, having a veteran presence on a line like that, getting good matchups, playing against some of their better players, it's been successful. And what's been your approach?
Yeah, just doing that, just giving us good minutes, whether it's shutting down their top guys or trying to wear down some defensemen down low and create offense too. It's not like we're just out there plucking along. We're out there doing our job, trying to score some goals, but at the same time being responsible on our own end.
Well, in one area where you guys have been able to be dangerous as a combination, you and Talbot in particular, has been shorthanded too, because while you're killing penalties and the penalty kill's been making strides lately, you guys have been pushing the play the other way. And is that a conscious thing to try to make sure that just because you're killing a penalty doesn't mean that the opportunities aren't there the other way?
Yeah, I think especially when you get to penalty kill with a guy kind of more often, you get used to what guys are going to do. Then when you get an opportunity and there's a turnover, then I don't know, the other team, when they're on a power play, they're always thinking offense. So if you get that chance off a turnover or something, then maybe the opposition's a little bit lackadaisical to get back or something like that, and that's when you can take advantage. So yeah, we've got a couple shorthanded goals over the last little stretch here, and we'll probably keep looking to do so.
And with that depth, you guys have some more weapons on that second power play unit, and do you feel like there's more that you guys can offer as a threat because of that?
Yeah, so if just because I know we got two looks, we got two units now who can go out there and create chances. So if one line's been out there for a full shift and they're tired, then another unit can go and give that other unit a rest. So it's good to have two different looks and two different units who can go out there.
What do you think is the key or some keys for you guys continuing the success you've had here lately and building on what's been going right?
I think it's the belief. I think that's the biggest thing we've seen. Just in the room, is we're looking every day. We're coming to the rink and we're looking at the standings board we got in the room, and we're looking and we're like, holy man, like we're in this. And every most games over the stretch, we've been beating good teams, teams at the top of that list. And so if we can keep this going along and keep winning games against the teams that now we're kind of battling with here at the later end of the playoff picture, and win those games, and they're pretty much all 4-point games for us. So I think it's just that belief inside the room that we can do this, we can get into the playoffs.
Right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Scott Fazer, who scored the big goal to win the hockey game against Medicine Hat on Tuesday. Coming up next, we'll chat to the coaches. It's the Broncos and the Prince Albert Raiders tonight on the Eagle 94.1.